Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect on Clare FM. Renewable energy companies across the country are offering customers alternative and greener options for powering and heating their homes. EnergyWise Ireland is one such company and is also registered with the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland as a one-stop shop offering homeowners all the services required for a complete home energy upgrade. Everyone is tired of soaring energy bills, but there are ways of reducing those costs and advice is always at hand. Berth Sheehy is CEO of EnergyWise Ireland.
I suppose a very big part of our business is homeowners would come and look for advice. How can I reduce my running costs of my home? How can I make it more comfortable? How can I offset my carbon emissions effectively? And look, the biggest thing really is energy prices the last few years have skyrocketed and people are paying, I suppose, they consider an awful lot of money. A big proportion of their income now goes on the running cost of their home and they want to make it more efficient. So we help them do that through a number of measures. Some people come in and say, I want to reduce my electricity costs in my home, very expensive to run. So we look at solar panels. That's solar PV panels. Solar PV panels can generate electricity for you. What you can do is, once you can generate the electricity, is what you do with that. The electricity will feed down in through an inverter and out into your home, and it can get used in all your appliances. When the electrical demand in the home is met, the electricity then can go into batteries if you have battery storage, and you can store that energy to be used at maybe later in the day or at night time. The electricity thing can go on and maybe charge the car, heat, water, or go out onto the grid and you can get paid for that electricity. And that's the big thing that has changed in the last year. There's very good grants for solar PV, a great government initiative. You can get up to €2,400 of a grant for solar panels, and the government took away the VAT, so there's zero VAT now on solar PV panels installations, which is a really great incentive for homeowners.
Now, people think that they can only install panels if they have loads of sunlight and loads of heat. That's not necessarily the case.
No, and we've fitted the first solar panels in 2012, and we've systems monitored since then, and year on year, their performance has been very consistent. The south of Ireland performs very good, and it's down to the radiance levels, so it's not really sunlight. Obviously, bright sunny day will give you a very good performance, but it's daylight, and okay, and you will find from about March on the performance in solar panels is very good. You will see a big decline November, December, January, February in solar because the days are much shorter and there are darker days and dullers. But overall, there's a really good return on solar panels in the south of Ireland and in Ireland.
The other aspect, Berth, of the work you're doing is heat pumps.
Heat pumps are a source to heat your home using renewable energy. A heat pump takes heat from the outside air or from the ground and transfers it into your house. So effectively, you're moving heat from one location to another. How it does that, a heat pump has a compressor. What happens is, let's say in an air-to-water heat pump, which is the most popular type of heat pump, air passes over an evaporator plate. There's refrigerant gas in this evaporator plate, a bit like the back of a fridge. The heat gets absorbed into the gas. When you compress that gas into really small space, it generates an awful lot of heat. That heats up the gas to maybe 70 or 80 degrees. That gas transfers the heat into your water, and that can be used then to heat your domestic hot water and heat your house very, very efficiently. And the beauty is that you're not burning a fossil fuel, you're not burning carbon, or there's no gas, no oil usage. So it's a very, very good form of renewable energy. Very popular. From a cost point of view, it's much more efficient than oil or gas. There are some very important factors with fitting heat pump in your house, though. Your house has to be well insulated before you put in a heat pump. We run a heat pump typically a little different than you do an oil boiler or a gas boiler. Oil and gas, you turn them on and off. With a heat pump, you tend to link your house to thermostats. So you bring your house to temperature and it maintains the house at a set temperature. So you can imagine it's quite important that you have good insulation levels in your house. There's very good grants for heat pumps. The standalone grant for a heat pump is about €6,500. If we do an assessment in your house and the house mightn't be good enough, you have the option then of going down a one-stop shop where you get grants for combining a number of measures to bring your house up to a possibly a B2 energy rating. And by combining the grants, you could get a grant for the heat pump, could be increased to nearly 10,500 when you do radiators, which is a huge grant. You get grant towards windows and doors, insulation, attic insulation, dry lining or externals, and even ventilation and air tightness. So you can imagine it's a really good opportunity to someone make their house more energy efficient and comfortable. I suppose the big thing is reduce the running cost of their home.
If someone is thinking about going one way or the other, whether it be the heat pump or the panels, they want advice. Will you come along, talk through what is best for their situation?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd always have a discussion first. And what does this person want? What's their situation? What's the most urgent thing? And you have to face their budget as well. Budget's very important. So right now, we'll say the solar PV might be the most appealing. But when people take a step back and look at things, and now in the new year, the government have announced low-cost loans. There's no upfront payment, and they can pay for something over 5 or 10 years. And effectively, with reduced running costs at their home, the savings will make the payments. And the other thing that the banks are doing as well, people with mortgages will get a lower interest rate on a higher energy rating house. So if you bring your house from a D up to maybe a B1 or an A3, you'll get a lower interest rate from your bank under a green finance. And that's another saving again.
That was Berth Sheehy, CEO of EnergyWise Ireland, with some invaluable advice for homeowners. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.